Of the seven Bible readings in this service, I would guess that the one we are least familiar with is the first one, the words of the prophet Zechariah some 5 centuries before Christ. Not to be confused, of course, with another man named Zechariah, whose words we've also heard in this service, the father of John the Baptist. But I want you to notice particularly the closing words of that reading from the Old Testament prophet Zechariah. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Be still. Well, that's the last thing many feel they can be at the moment. Christmas is only 3 days away, and there's so much to do. Christmas is coming, whether we like it or not. Some people really enjoy Christmas, while others get through it somehow. Some really disliking it. Some feeling miserable because it underlines their loneliness or their personal sorrow as they think of empty places at the table, those they love but who are with them no more. I know there are people who feel that here tonight, and certainly in my own family we feel it. It's a sadness which for Christian people is also a reminder of those who rejoice with us, but in a greater light and upon a further shore, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom, in this Lord Jesus, we forevermore are one. But however you feel about Christmas, we all have this in common, that we've come to this carol service tonight. And we hear these ancient words inviting us, everybody you notice, for it's addressed to all mankind, inviting us to be still before the Lord, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. But that's just the trouble, someone might say. God doesn't seem to do anything. I find it so difficult to believe in him when there's so much in the world that's wrong. And he just doesn't do anything. He doesn't rouse himself. Well, let's be quite clear that the message of Christmas, far more important than all the other things we associate with this time of year, the message of Christmas is that God has roused himself from his holy dwelling. It reminds me, do you know the book? It reminds me of Mr. Beaver's words in that great book, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. They say Aslan is on the move, perhaps has already landed. God has taken decisive action. It says in the Bible that in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But that kind of talk, the words of prophets, can sometimes be hard to understand. And so that Bible passage continues, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. God has revealed himself to us in a person, in Jesus, a human being. And this is something we can understand. We know what it is to be human. As the final reading of this service will say, the Word was made flesh. God's message to us is not just words, but is encapsulated in a human life, in the life of Jesus. Rousing himself from his holy dwelling, sharing our human life, he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, his cradle was a stall. He came, of course, not just to be a baby, but to grow through childhood to manhood, living like us, and yet unlike us in the fact that he lived life as it is really meant to be, and then being executed in a specially horrible way, and then showing that death itself is conquered. He rose from the dead and is alive forever. Yes, God has acted. He has revealed his love to us. He's shown how much he cares. In the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, God has made his appeal to us. Be still before the Lord, all mankind. This is for everyone. Think of the startling appearance at Jerusalem of the people we call the wise men, sometimes called the Magi, certainly in that translation read to us just now. those pagan astrologers reading in the stars a message which made them undertake a long and probably arduous journey to inquire of King Herod the whereabouts of an infant king whose birth they believed was so important that they brought him those rich gifts we've just sung about. Yes, this is for everyone. What a contrast between the Jewish shepherds in the Bethlehem area and these foreigners coming from a distant land following the guidance of their stargazing. And still, it is true that God's love is for everyone. But remember that God has given us the amazing gift of free will. We can choose to accept or reject that love. Has it ever struck you as amazing that God should let us choose? He has done all this for us, but he waits for our reply. The last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, was written by St. John as a lonely exile on the Greek island of Patmos. And in a vision, the risen Lord Jesus Christ gave him a message to pass on to the various Christian fellowships in Turkey. And in one of them, we're given a picture of Jesus standing outside a human life, like someone knocking at the door of a house. Perhaps you know the very well-known picture by Holman Hunt called The Light of the World. You can see it reproduced in a stained glass window in Waterstone's bookshop in Broad Street, Reading. The shop used to be a chapel, and if you go up the stairs and look back, you'll see the window with that picture based on these words from the book of Revelation, words of the risen Lord Jesus. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. He has roused himself from his holy dwelling, the baby of Bethlehem, the carpenter of Nazareth, the preacher of Galilee, the one who was crucified on Calvary, he who rose in triumph and is alive forevermore. But still today, he humbly waits for our reply as he knocks at the door of our lives. Some of us remember Bishop Stephen Cottrell when he was Bishop of Reading. We just celebrated the 50th anniversary of our church. 10 years ago, when we celebrated the 40th anniversary, he was Bishop of Reading and he came to preach here. But he left to be Bishop of Chelmsford, and this past week his appointment as the next Archbishop of York has been announced. And he's told recently of the way in which his heart was touched and his life transformed. When he was 12 or 13, his mother found him crying on his bed after watching the crucifixion scene in the television drama Jesus of Nazareth. He said she meant it nicely when she said, "Stephen, pull yourself together." Well, here I am, nearly 50 years later, as the Archbishop of York designate. I couldn't pull myself together then, and I've been unable to pull myself together ever since. The story that I encountered that day has changed my life. You see, God has done all this for us, and he waits for our reply. I wonder whether he waits for you to agree to admit him into your life as your saviour. Accepting that he has done all this for you, that you may belong to him and follow where he leads. This could be important, couldn't it? Don't let the opportunity pass by. You may want to speak to me, to the vicar, to someone else who can help you. But if you know that the Lord still knocks at your door waiting, don't let the opportunity pass by. The wonder of Christmas is that he came to earth for me, for you. To an open house in the evening, home shall men come. To an older place than Eden and a taller town than Rome. The end of the way of the wandering star. To the things that cannot be and that are. To the place where God was homeless and all men are at home. Does he still wait for you to find your true home in him?